In week one, you just want one user. In week two, you want maybe two users, and so on and so forth. And you can keep doubling, up and up. So in week one, you should basically do as much as possible, build what you have to build to get that one user. And then week two, so on and so forth, you build whatever you need to get two users, four users, eight users. In the beginning, it should be fairly, if you have a product that people actually want, you should be able to maintain this growth curve pretty easily just by walking around and manually finding people. It's when you get to you need 100 users a week where you need some of these more, you need these growth strategies to start working. And so what I tell people is usually, if you're fully executing on your product and you're really working really, really hard, then if you go 3 or 4 weeks in a row of no growth, backwards growth, then it's time to maybe consider a pivot in the sense that not starting over, completely come with a new idea, but you're probably fundamentally doing something wrong because in that early stage of a startup, you should always be growing. And so this is optimistically what it looks like, and this is kind of the growth curve I set forth and put out when I started HomeJoy. But really what it looks like is like this. And so you want to make sure that when you're in a lull, like over here, that you don't just stop, right? And that's why you should wait 2 to 3 weeks. As long as you keep working hard, you'll eventually get back here and you'll see a trend like this over time. Cool. So that's pivoting. And that's it.